How can a Gianfranco? I think that people have pointed out that despite the defeat earlier in the week, they could see a difference in the way that you're trying to get the team playing, the movement of the ball, the movement of the players. Are you still pleased with what you're seeing and the way that the team are trying to develop to your ideas?
No, I am pleased for the response that the players they are giving. They are buying everything I'm doing. I'm very pleased for that. To be honest, I didn't expect to be at this stage so early. I'm not pleased about the results, obviously, because I understand and I realize that in the end of the day, this is a result game, and you can play as well as you want, or be complimented by the opposition. But if you don't get points, there's something no good. But fair enough to say that we are in a transition moment, and we play probably two of the best teams in the league, and it wasn't easy. We did quite well, and I think the results will come very, very shortly.
They are two of the best teams in the league. The next two games, Barnsley and Brentford, are dangerous teams as well. They play good football, but you need your team now to be able to get onto the front foot to maybe create more chances in these two games.
No, that is exactly the point, really. I thought that the two previous games were done tremendously well defensively. The organisation, the discipline was really good. If you consider that you play, as I said, two of the best attacking teams in the league, and they had three or four shots to goal in two games, so and I'm not exaggerating. So I think that is very good. But the football is also going forward, and I realize that in that sense we didn't do enough, but we are addressing the situation.
Within the 4-1-4-1 that you've played in these two games,
yes,
in that midfield four, do you have to look maybe at getting a more creative player there, which is, you know, not a criticism of Michael and David, but is there somebody in the group that can offer more going forward in that formation?
No, I said that. I think it's I said it. I will do whatever I can if I can improve the team. But I think fair enough to the players that they are trying so hard at the moment. I have to pay respect to them and give them my full attention to them. They will improve because as they're probably used to attacking another way. And now they're getting used to find new movements. The players, they find themselves in position different, and they have to do different, taking different decisions. So this takes time to get into the system. But I have a lot of confidence. I know what I'm doing. I know that also takes a little bit of time, but you'll be very good.
Is that a system that could suit a young Rhys Brown or a Diego Fabbrini?
Yes. No, absolutely. You saw Diego, he came back in the team the last game after a long spell, and because he's been training very well, fair enough to say. And he can be effective in the sense. Also, Rhys is a young boy, very talented. He has high consideration of all of us. Now, he will have to be patient and wait his moment, but his moment will come.
In terms of this Barnsley side, lots of players who've come from lower divisions. Paul Heckingbottom's a coach who's got them playing in a style that works for them. And then we've already seen them win at St Andrews earlier in the year. What do you make of them?
Like you said before, a very dangerous team. They are extremely dangerous when they go in counter because they're fast and quick. Two strikers, they really look each other a lot, and they will be a tough client. But there's the nature of the league. There is not for one reason or another, every team in this league has got to be taken into very, very close attention and care.
Just finally, you've spent these last couple of weeks assessing what you've got. You've given everybody in the squad a chance to show you what they can do in training. Would you have now reached that point where you've identified two or three areas where you'd really like to add next month?
No, we identified the areas, and if you don't mind, I wouldn't say the areas, because obviously it would be so bad towards the players that are here. But there are some areas where we can improve. But we will only bring extremely good players here, they're players that they can really take the team to a different level. We're not going to be looking for average players because this team has a very good group of players. They are thriving to improve, and only top players, they can make them better. So if we find those type of players, then we will buy.